This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas, live in Denver. A Colorado House Ethics Committee found probable cause this week to continue investigating State Representative Mandy Lindsay. The bipartisan group says the Aurora lawmaker may have misused caucus funds when serving as co-chair of the House Democratic Caucus. Allegations include writing herself a $2,500 check, charging a hotel stay to a caucus debit card, and pocketing thousands in reimbursements. But lawmakers stopped short of accusing Lindsay of criminal misconduct. The case now moves to an evidentiary hearing where Lindsay will have a chance to defend herself. She says the payments were bookkeeping mistakes. The nonprofit Suicide Prevention Coalition of Colorado says it's winding down operations. It was formed in 1999 to create a statewide agency to prevent suicide, which happened the next year. The group's board chair, Jennifer Daniels, says there's now much more awareness of suicide and many more prevention groups and programs.
There's some sort of targeted suicide prevention efforts happening all over the state.
The group's programs will be handed off to partner organizations where possible. If you or someone you know is in crisis, call 988. A 17-year-old student was detained after bringing a loaded gun into Overland High School in Aurora this morning. According to police, someone spotted the weapon in a hallway. Staff members chased the student and tackled him to the ground. The school was briefly placed on lockdown, but no shots were fired and no injuries were reported. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.